Drop it.
Hello, footies, and welcome back to the one and only Daily FIFA podcast. We're Foot in Review. We bring you updates about the latest content. We talk players, review them, and of course, as a part of footcoaching.com, we'll give you gameplay advice like tactics and instructions. Today's show is brought to you by manscaped.com, but more about that later. Today is Monday, November 23, and we are recording Season 3, Episode 41. Today we'll be talking about the AFL trio, Bellerin objectives, new upgrades that are available, and our weekend league experiences. Also, we have a sent-in player review of Luis Figo from friend of the show, Nathan. And of course, it's a Monday where you usually expect a manic market Monday, but due to circumstances, we're going to have to call on this Wednesday. And we're going to call it something like a woeful market Wednesday or something. Anyways, my name's John, also known as Foot Coaching, and tonight I am joined by my dear friend, it's Singvi.
Hello, hello.
Hello, my friend. How is life treating you?
Life is good. Life is good.
No, what else do we need? So, that's the show of...
All good.
Awesome. Not good to hear, though, buddy.
Yeah.
How has the weekend been treating you?
Quite good. Quite good.
Elite 1, 2...
Was it 5 or 6?
Did you play Wicked League?
I played. I stopped at 14-5. So, I was planning to go to 14, so that's what I reached. And I was happy to do it quicker than last time, which is a step in the right direction each weekend now. So, team is... playing quite good at the moment, so not gonna do any big changes I think this week. I'm just gonna keep the players I have and see if I can afford to upgrade a player here and there during the week if possible.
That's smart though.
Yeah,
that's a, yeah, that's a good idea.
I don't think it's changing when things are working quite well. It would be a little bit crazy to change a lot, so small adjustments are probably the best way to go for me now, I think.
Yeah, I think it's smart not to change your team around, and especially if you think you got it going, don't switch it around too much, and just use this week as practice for them. I think that's always a good idea.
Yeah, but you know that I need to do some objectives first before I start practicing. But I usually start setting my team ready for the weekend league earlier now than I used to before. Yeah. Earlier it was a late Thursday evening, and now it's been like usually on starting on playing with the team Wednesdays, so that's that helps, of course, to have a few days under the belt with the team.
Definitely. My weekly experience was kind of short though.
Yeah,
I had it all planned out, but nothing went my way this weekend. Got my oldest daughter that was ill this weekend. Youngest was ill last weekend, so they switched the
tables around.
Yeah, so but it means I got no time to play. And then in the downtime I did have, I wanted to finish the coaching sessions, of course. Don't want to get behind on that. So that meant that yesterday I was still at 0-0. So like, what shall I do? I will definitely not have the time to hit 14 unless many people quit. But you know, with these new rule sets, people just aren't quitting.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, you know what, I got inspired last week by Simon from at Simon Said It Best, from the Food Fanatic podcast, to do some more streaming and stuff. Like, yeah, you know what, I'm just gonna turn on the stream. It's been a while, it's been a year actually since my surgery. I haven't been able to not able to come on, but it took a while before I was fit enough to return, right? And then it was so long that I actually was like, nah, is it worth it? And I still have to stand up, got to restart from zero, and I'm not going to do it. But yesterday, I was like, okay, just let's go. Let's do it. So I went online, started up the stream again, and, people could turn up, actually, which was very surprising because I didn't announce when I was going live and stuff. So they got some subs, and it was really fun to do, and I really enjoyed coming back. the reactions were fun as well. So thanks for that. Thanks for supporting me also there. But yeah, I think I went 6-1, lost one on penalties, which was an insane game. But definitely showed that it's okay to never give up. Whatever happens, just keep fighting. Because that one match I lost on penalties, I was behind 4-1, I think. Switched tactics, kept pushing, and scored the equalizer very late. But it went into penalties, and I lost on penalties. But that happens. But I quite enjoyed it. So my result is nothing this weekend. I think it went 6-1. And we'll see you next week. Not worried about qualifications. I mean, it's 4 wins, and you got 2,000 points. So I'm not quite worried about that. But that's unfortunate. But ended up on a good breeze with streaming and seeing everyone back there. So I think that's cool.
Yeah, it was cool because I dropped in. I was watching the Liverpool match as well, but I dropped into your matches as well in between. So I saw that was quite a good turnout, which was cool, even though the Liverpool was playing a match. So, of course, not everybody want to watch Premier League either. So, but it was looked like a fun stream, and you played really well. The matches I watched, so I saw some stuff I needed to work on myself, so that's nice to have something to work towards.
There's one flaw I have when streaming, though, is that I do want to explain everything I'm doing and what goes on in my mind, because that's the tactician in me. The thing is that I sometimes keep talking so much and try to explain and actually watching the chat then. Don't focus on the match too much. So that's something I need to go to. But hey, practice makes perfect, so we'll just continue.
Yeah.
Definitely need more upcoming. Got some news about the streaming shortly. Working on the last details, but definitely going to be something there soonish.
That's cool.
All right. Do you want to go into the objectives, or do you want to go into the SBCs that came out first?
I think we're going to go with the SBCs first.
All right, hit it.
We got 2 SBCs today. We got a Team of the Week upgrade thing called the Current Team of the Week Upgrade. It costs around 24K to do. That's standardish. 83 rated squad with the minimum 50 team chemistry. So if you need a team of the week players, then that's the way to go. But I haven't seen much good pulls yet. But of course, this is only for the current team of the week. The SBC we had that expired today was 126 and the current team of the week, I think it was. So there were a little bit better possibilities there. It's a repeatable SBC as well. Well,
that's 7 SBC, 7 weeks though. This is 1 week, so.
Yeah, that's why I said that the other one was maybe better, but.
Yeah, that's why I think the new one is better.
Yeah, it all depends on how good you think the current team of the week is, though.
But I think the chances of the new one should be better.
Yeah, that's fair enough. The player, of course, is untradeable.
Well, that's no problem. I got a new 78 rated team of the week player now, so that's cool.
I haven't seen anyone pull anything better than 78 yet, but probably some will get the jackpot, hopefully, soon. But I've seen better pulls from the other SBC, which is the 81 plus upgrade that costs around 7K to do, which will give you 2 81 plus rare players, untradeable, of course. You need 11 rare players, all gold, and minimum 50 team chemistry. So that will be easy enough to do if you have players. Could also mean that you can sell a few gold rare cards as well, higher than you would expect. So if you need coins, that's a way to gain some coins if you don't feel really lucky.
Yeah, there's 2 ways to go about it, right? I mean, the smart man in me says, sell. The player that's very annoyed in me about not having any pack luck at all until tonight is going to, let's just rotate these cards. What is this card is worth? 5K? I don't care. Let's go. nah. Well, so don't do what I did. But I did get her a Sergio Ramos.
Yeah, that's I would say that's an acceptable return from that SBC, not from the Team of the Week one, but he's usable both on the pitch and in SBC as well. So that's a very good pull.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, not using him, but he's definitely so going to the Van der Sar SBC.
Yeah, you needed something good. You've been very unlucky, so I'm happy that you finally got something good.
Yeah, I don't think the card is that good this year, though, quite honestly. It's just high rated. I use them, and I think Militao, for example, actually feels like a better player. But
I think he would probably, at least for my style, be better in a 3-5-2 kind of thing, because when I used him, he was really good, but he was also pretty much all over the pitch as well, like very aggressive in the press.
But he's just 65k or something as well, so it's not.
Yeah, but he's not that expensive, so. But it's a good card to pull, at least from those upgrades compared to others.
Yeah, fair. Definitely true. Definitely true. Keep them coming, though. Keep them coming, please.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh. But that's it, Ingvi, right?
That was all for SBCs, yes?
Yeah, I want to quickly talk about something, though, because it's bugging me a bit. Okay. Before the show started, we said, like, we're not going to talk about this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just 1 minute now, because it probably gets a to-be-continued story somewhere around the road, though, but we can't actually skip over this, I think, when doing a daily show. It's about Zlatan Ibrahimovic, who tweets just out, who gave FIFA EA Sports permission to use my name and face. Is that FIFA Pro? I'm not aware to be a member of FIFA Pro, and if I am, I was put there without any real knowledge through some weird maneuver, and for sure I never allowed FIFA.com or FIFA Pro to make money using me. Somebody's making profit on my name and face without any agreement all these years. It's time to investigate. I mean, you either wake up or something after 25 years being in the game, but there's something else going on, because 5 minutes later, his manager, that's Mino Raiola.
Yeah.
I hope we get the answer to our letters soon now at Ibra. That's also weird. And now, suddenly, there he is, Gareth Bale. Interesting, he says, against at Ibra official. What is at FIFA Pro? Time to investigate.
But the funny thing is, though,
both their squads, both their teams are.
If the 26th of November 2015, from ZlatanIbrahimovic.com. Zlatan has been nominated to the FIFA Pro World 11 together with three PSG teammates, Thiago Silva, David Luiz, and Marco Verratti. So I think he should have had knowledge about FIFA Pro already.
I know what this is, though. I mean, I also see, I remember him having a play with Lamont, FIFA 17 and stuff. But you know what this is? This is David Beckham getting a big paycheck coming back into the game. And now all the agents want payday.
Really? Maybe? Hopefully not, but it seems like they want more money, which is a little bit of a shame, as they are not exactly undervalued and struggling with money.
No, but I can't imagine.
Yeah.
I can't imagine EA uses these rights without. It's one, without them knowing, two, without having checked. It's EA. They have checked probably on all sides. So I think this is just bad. Maybe, it's just negativity.
Maybe they want some publicity. Want some publicity, of course, this is a good stunt.
Also, Maradona went after Konami a couple years back, but it got nothing as well. So, I don't know. So, I do remember Olivier Kahn actually being removed for FIFA 2002 or something.
He was removed from either it was Championship Manager or Football Manager. I don't know when they changed the name, but. Mr. Jens Mustermann, or whatever they called him when he wanted his name removed. So, there was something about that years ago as well. But I'm pretty sure that they have some knowledge of FIFA Pro and what it is.
Like you said, he's on the World 11 Awards 2013. He's Striker of the Year from the fifth round.
So
that's weird. And also, I'm just wondering, though, is this just going to be a new EA promo? Fifth promo on this Friday?
We'll see.
Getting Ibrahimovic in an Inter kit. Getting Ibrahimovic back in an LA Galaxy kit on different card. Getting Bill in a Madrid kit. Spurs.
Southampton kit for Bale.
There you go.
That would be fun as well.
So, yeah, and you see, I mean, it could be a promo. There you got it. Breaking news here. They're already teasing the promo on a new definitely going to be continued, but it feels a bit iffy, and it feels out of place in this current era of our history. But hey, who am I? Not going to talk about that anymore until something new pops up. But I wouldn't be surprised if it was actually a promo. You heard it here first. Yngwie, I want to go into one sent in player review before we talk breaks and objectives. That's all right with you?
Yep.
Because friend of the show, Nathan, sent in a pretty extensive review about our friends from Luis Figo. Not our friends, but let me see where he's sent it. He sent it here. So he says, I'm just going to read this aloud. When the latest Icon SBCs were launched, I got overexcited and straight away looked at the three players. As I run a hybrid team and have CR7 already, Figo stood out as an ideal RM. I had looked to buy him previously, but ended up saving for Maradona 91, which I massively regret now. Okay, that's something. Glancing at the stats, he is a top white man, 90 pace, 91 dribbling, decent physical and high 80 shooting and passing. This appeals to my way of playing. 4-star weak foot and skills are also a good mark, although I'm not one for skills. This is the game to do that, by the way. But hey, the one downside is medium defense and attacking work rate. I have him in the right of my midfield playing a 4-4-2. He is set to get in behind and come back on defense. This is an extensive review, as I spoke. The first game I used him, he scored 2. He really feels good to use as a white man, getting in and around the box. His 4-star weak foot doesn't stop him being effective, cutting in from the right, and has scored a fair few already for me with his left foot. He doesn't get knocked off the ball easily and feels one of the smoothest players to use. Although he's a medium work rate, he seems to track back enough to still be useful, but comes into his own on the counter. He is clinical. He has benched Salah in my team, and I cannot recommend him highly enough. And then we asked, is the SBC worth doing, or should we buy him directly, as we spoke about this Friday? And I think he says, I think he works out similar each. If I had coins, I'd bought him, but, he uses a lot of my fodder instead. Okay, man, that's fair, right? I think, again, Renato Sanchez in that combination, and you'll be ready for a couple of months. So that's true.
Yeah, it's a good card. Just the price is still a little bit high. But if you don't look at the price, then it's a really good card. That's for sure.
All right. Nathan, thank you for sending that in. Yngwie.
Yeah.
20 minutes already, and it's very tiring. Shall we just take a little break for our housekeeping?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
All right. We'll be right back after this break. Are you looking for the perfect gift for your partner this holiday season? We have the perfect package for his perfect package. The Perfect Package 3.0 by Manscaped is the number one recommended gift all year long. Inside, you find the Lawnmower 3.0, which is the best men's below-the-belt grooming trimmer, which can also be used on any part of the body. Got a hairy chest or back? Look no further. Hair down there? The Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0 is designed to reduce cuts and makes for a smooth trim. This 7,000 RPM trimmer, which sounds really risky, but is very safe and has helped to reduce manscaping accidents around the world. And in addition, you'll find other liquid formulations inside the perfect package, like their Crop Preserver, Ball Deodorant, Crop Reviver, Ball Toner, and Reduce Chafing Boxer Briefs, which are awesome, and we all order some more. These formulations are all vegan, cruelty-free, dye-free, sulfate-free, and of course, paraben-free, so you know your manhood is in good hands. Save 20% off plus free shipping with the code FIR at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code FIR at manscaped.com. Give your testies the besties with Manscaped. And we're back. Ingvi, how was this break for you?
It was wonderful.
Yeah, right?
Great break.
These are soon to be legendary.
One of the better breaks I've had.
Yeah, definitely. I am all rested out. And now we go. We have some objectives, and we were too late Friday to catch up on some. Although I'm not quite sure they already were live Friday, but they were definitely live this Saturday. Can you talk us through it?
Yes. We got the Premier League league player Bellerin objective, which is the right back, Arsenal player, high-low work rates, maybe the only thing that's not ideal on the card, 85 rated. Cool dynamic picture as well. Objectives are not too awful. You will get 250 XP per...
What's
objective.
Up with this picture? Sorry. What is he doing? He's making a photograph or something?
I think he's taking a picture, so...
I'll refrain from making Arsenal jokes, but which stadium is he visiting that he's actually making pictures of? We're not going to go there? No? Okay.
No.
Sorry, go on.
So you get 250 XP for each section, and you get 300 XP if you complete the whole set. So that's nice as well. The first one is called, that I have here, is Assist Kings. Assist 20 goals using Premier League players in the live foot friendly managerial masterpiece mode. And you also get a 2 rare goal players pack. And then you got one calling Scoring Prowess. You need to score 30 goals using Premier League players in that mode. And you also get a 2 rare goal players pack. And then you have Feeling Finesse. Score a finesse goal using a Premier League player in 6 separate matches in that mode. And you get a 75 plus rated rare player. And then you got Premier Range. Assist from across using a Premier League player. 4 separate matches in the mode, and you get a 75 plus rated player, and you need one called Premier League Wins. Win 15 matches using only Premier League players in the starting 11 in the live foot friendly managerial masterpiece mode, and you get a 2 goal players pack. So that's fair enough. You have lots of time to do to finish the whole thing. So you got pretty much the whole season, at least 38 days to do this.
And you can't quit. You can't score and just go to get those 15 done. Just say it.
No. You need to win. Of course, if your opponent quit, that's okay, if you're leading. But it's not 15 matches. If you're really good, you do it in 15 matches because you need 15 wins. But it's not easy. I've lost 2 or 3 matches already, but I got 8 wins. So I actually got some rage quit, which is nice. So
oh,
that helps. One thing about these is that I try new tactics and formations and stuff because I have a different set of players than I normally use. So I have to be a little bit creative and see how that can work for me. And it's always nice to see... different types of players as well. So that's cool.
Yeah, definitely. What do you think of the player, though?
He looks cool. The high-low work rates is maybe the only thing that I would question about the card. Of course, he has a 2-star weak foot, which isn't too good. But as a right back, that's if you don't try any fancy passes with his weak foot, then he should be fine. He's not the strongest. I think he would be probably ideal as a kind of a right mid right wing back thing in a 3-5-2-5-3-2 formation thing. They would be really good. Can run up and down the wing, cross and defend. So
yeah, that work rate though. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, it's not ideal for a right back.
But also as a winger. Yeah, as a top winger though, but as a in a 3-5-2, like you said, I don't know if I'd like him on the wing there. He's not going to drag back anymore.
Not too much, probably. But I've heard a few guys that I know use him, and they say he's really good, both as a right back and as a right mid kind of thing in 3-5-2. So, yeah, I wouldn't like want him in the box doing finishing and shooting, because that's not very good. But if you want him to just run up and down and cross, you can just throw an engine and it'll get 98 acceleration, 98 sprint speed, and then 91 crossing with 90 agility and 94 balance and 94 dribbling. So to run up and down and cross a lot, then it would be, I would say, very good. So, but I've heard he's good. So I'm going to unlock him and try him himself. I can get him to fit in one of my teams. So
thing is, it's one of those players where I think I'm just going to leave it. Don't want to. Definitely not going to play Premier League. So I don't care.
Yeah,
and then in 2 weeks or 2 months, I'm like, oh, I should have done better. Oh.
Yeah, it would be probably good if you're planning to do icon swaps. I'm not sure that that's something you want to spend much time doing.
Hey, if I can't even make 30 matches in a weekend now, I'm definitely going to be out for icon swaps. That's pretty certain.
Yeah, but it's a fun thing. It's a little bit different. Of course, Premier League, that's... but I forgot to mention that in this Lifewood-friendly managerial masterpiece, you need squad rating cannot be over 77, and you can use maximum 3 silver players. This is combined starting and subs, so you have to be a little bit creative to make a team. You can't just go for the best players in the Premier League and stuff like that. You can make one good, and then you have to have a little bit worse players around him. So I had to be creative myself. I tried to go for a little bit more balanced type of team to do it, not like have one star and hope for the best with the worst around him. So I think that's working quite well for me, at least now, which is nice.
I am like, I like I said, I am considering trying to do it, but I'm also in a stage where I just want to focus on, okay, this is something a player I need, or something I want to focus on now and just go for it. It is, for me, it's definitely the case that these grinding of these players, which I don't think there's anything wrong with this one though, but the grinding for these players, if I don't have something at it right away, I'm just going to leave it, I think. I'm not making any content of this either. Doubt that we're using this player as a right back in my squad anyways, because of the work rates. If I come to a winger, I'll probably be using another player. So, I don't know. I like Mukiele, for example. That was a well thought, I think. And 15 is already a lot, though. So,
if you have to change almost your whole defense or a side in your team.
No, not almost, just everyone.
Yeah, then it's not worth it for you. Of course, if it was Cuadrado or something, then of course it would be a different story for you. Since
then he'd already be in, but... I mean.
Yeah, so then you have to do it. But like Mukiele, he fits your team now, so that's fine. But I understand that he's not that much of a player for you, since you're not doing the objectives and stuff that I do. So then I would just concentrate on the place you really, really want and could really, really fit. And that's probably going to cause you less stress as well.
I don't stress, but I get what you mean. Yeah. Oh well, but good one, Bellerin.
It's fun.
Expect him, and I think the card is overall pretty good. But I'm critical, and I don't play Premier League, so there's that.
Yeah, so that's that.
Talk about Summer League, which I definitely not gonna play.
Yeah, we got some more. We got this is from the milestones. So this one is similar to the MLS milestones, where you could get three players, and it's the same now, but it's from the EFL Championship. You get 300 XP for each section, and also 300 XP if you complete it. So there's four sections. The first one is called Scoring Streak. Score 15 goals using EFL Championship players in the Foot Live Friendly Managerial Masterpiece mode with at least 7 EFL Championship players in your starting squad. And if you complete this one, you get the Squad Foundation DAC card that plays Bradley DAC, that plays Cam for Blackburn. 82 rated, 4-star skill moves, 4-star weak foot, high medium work rates. Looks like a solid card. The next one is called Assistance Required. You need to assist 15 goals using EFL players in the Foot Live Friendly Managerial Masterpiece mode with at least 7 EFL Championship players in your starting squad. And you got one called Playing Time. You need to play 15 matches in this mode with at least 7 EFL players starting. You will also get a Squad Foundation Sinclair, and that's Scott Sinclair, the left midfielder with 4-star skill moves, 4-star weak foot, plays for Preston, high medium work rates, also looks quite okay actually. The last is called Winning Streak. You need to win 10 matches in this mode with at least 7 EFL Championship players in your starting squad. The one thing with this is that there's not that many gold players in the EFL Championship.
Yep.
So you would need at least 4 goal players, and then because you can use maximum 3 in total, and the squad needs to be 77 rated, so the 77 rating is not that bad, but of course there is some goal players, but the prices of course went up a little bit. So for example, if
you... 9,000, I mean, or 900.
You got Saar, 78 rated right midfield. He's 2,000. He should be more than good enough. And you can use Foster in goal. He's around 950 coins.
You should use Nani. Mm-hmm. You should also use Nani, I guess.
Nani,
left winger, Nani.
That plays in the MLS?
I think so.
Yeah, but this is the EFL, so you can't use Nani.
Oh, that's true. That's...
Yeah, you're mixing a little bit there. Sorry, because I talked it's the same.
Yeah, sorry.
So, but you have.
That's also why I don't do objectives. That's something I'm hellbound to do, is use a different team for different objectives. I was started. Okay, why didn't these count? That was happening to me last year, though. This year it's of course harder because when you start, your objectives actually sets because it's different mode now. So that's a good thing for guys like me. But I definitely had a last year where I did start and I was like, why didn't this count? Oh, wait, this was when I used the Portuguese. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's true. But you, of course, there's players like Krul as well, 450 coins. They were, most players were more expensive last night when I checked. So good thing is that you don't have, they can be gold. They don't have to be rare or anything like that. So you can also go with right midfielders like Lolly, 75 rated, 500 coins and things like that. So then it's not too bad. And of course, the silvers could probably be more expensive, but there are lots in the range of 400 to 700 coins as well. So now it was much
looking
more
expensive. That's solid.
Yeah, so it's not that bad either to do. If you complete this, all these sections, which isn't too bad, when I look at it now, but remember that you can
look at it now. Yeah,
yeah. But you remember, you can face the Premier League teams now since it's the same mode as when you're unlocking Bellerin. So you might face a few good Premier League teams though on the way. But if you finish, you will be rewarded with the 84 rated Joshua King centre forward card, 4-star skill moves, 3-star weak foot, medium work rates, but. Not bad stats for the Norwegian striker. It's 83 composure, which is nice. 90 acceleration, 96 sprint speed, 84 positioning, 84 finishing, 85 shot power, 83 long shots, 80 volleys, 88 penalties. 84 strength, 80 aggression, 81 heading accuracy, 79 jumping. So agility, balance, reactions, ball control and dribbling all over 80 as well. 84 short passing, 80 curve, 81 vision. So that's a very solid card. If you're collecting Norwegian players, it's a must to get. So I have to do it. He's got the flair trait as well. So the card looks good. Pretty sure we're going to need him in some kind of objectives later. Would be good to have that card. So maybe the 3-star weak foot is the worst thing from that card. It looks like a fun card though.
That actually looks really good. There's no harm bringing that player in from the bench either.
No, not at all. So that's
I like this one. I like this set. I like the first one as well. That's what the MLS that was, of course, where I was confused with. But I like that you can just play for three of these guys. I think that's
It's like the MLS one where you get the Lima, Long, and Boyan players as well. Cool.
Yeah,
players.
You can use Nani in that one.
Yeah, that one you can use Nani for. So. Yeah.
I like the concept a lot. It's in the separate mode. There's nothing wrong with it. But I do think if you play here Premier League, just quit. Just go to the next. Right, give away the win and go.
It all depends. I would at least try to score. If my opponent, I can see that
own goals do not count. By the way, just telling.
Yeah. So I would at least give it a try. I don't quit unless I'm trying at least. So, but of course, if I go down 2-3-0 quite quickly, then I would just quit and go on to the next.
Yeah, that's fair. But I mean, there's no harm in losing. So
no,
quitting. But yeah, you need to play 50 minutes anyway. So yeah, I would go for at least Windows 10 as fast as you can and go from there. But
You need to play 50 matches. You still need to do them, so then you just have to make the best out of the time.
Yeah, but if you already done the 10 matches and, for example, assisted 15 and scored 15, those 5 matches, you can also just give a goal away and just play out the time or something, give the others
some. Yeah, I think it helps some other if you want to, yeah. That should be appreciated as well.
So that's I think that's a good way, and you make friends along the way. Put up some music or some Netflix and enjoy those 5 easy matches, and since there's so much time to do this, you don't do 5 in the night. Take one at, do one in a day or something. Take 1 or 2 wins, and then do the rest tomorrow. There's no way people are going to use his cards yet in a weekend league, anyways. I guess, right? Maybe the king card as a sub, but or am I horribly mistaken here? We will never find out because he's gone. Oh well. That happens.
No, but that
there is.
I agree with you. Not many is going to use it in the. It's going to use it in the maybe in the weekend league, but of course, as you said, King will probably be subbed in. I'm pretty sure of that. But unless there'll probably be some using a Road to Glory with a Championship team that you could face. But
But those are the players that should push it. But I would just do 2 matches of these a night. Try to get 2 wins or something a night and. Just do like that.
There's no time limit for this one, as far as I can see. So you have at least 39 days to do it. So there's no stress. So at least this season. So probably the next as well, since we still have the MLS player available to do if you haven't done them. So the MLS squad foundations, they're still there after the. So they've been there for a season. So this one should probably go on through next season as well. So, yeah, just do a match now and then and just have fun, really. Try to just enjoy it.
Yeah. Might be good content for stream. I'm definitely not going to try it.
Some options, at least. So that's good.
Yeah, that definitely. And you wanted something to do. So there you go.
Yep.
And don't get bored now.
Nope.
And next month, it's going to be 20 matches, just saying.
If the player is good, I don't mind.
Nah, I mean, that's a lot, though. I'm still thinking 30.
Yeah, but for 40 days, 38 days.
Yeah, that's true. But I know you're not going to stop until you've done this. So.
Yeah, that's
Ingrid, tomorrow we are going to have a US themed show. Because for friend of the show, our longtime friend Tyler, Base of a Tortoise, is joining us on the show.
That's cool.
So I'm
looking forward to that.
A really relaxed guy getting on the show. And yeah, love having him on now. Been a while since we talked to him, but it's good to have him on. So looking forward to that. And there's a little surprise going there. Because once we are in the US, we might have having Andrew Foot _ AST on tomorrow as well, making his return to the show. But we need to convince him yet. So tweet at Foot _ AST. Say, Andrew, we want to see you on Tuesday's show. Because he says, I haven't paid much attention to FIFA yet. Therefore, I don't think I've got much to add. But I do want to hang out and listen to you guys when you're recording. Well, we can't have him just having online and not talking to us. Don't you think?
No. He's so welcome to come and join. We can. He's probably got some opinions about objectives and players and stuff. Maybe he's tried. Mr. He can maybe give us a review on Shea Adams.
I'm actually really curious about what he just thinks about the game.
So, yeah, that's it. Yeah. Andrew, you're very much welcome to join us tomorrow. So,
so once more, Foot _AST. Give him a message. Tell him to come tomorrow on the show. Wednesday, Paul's returning then. So we talk market and also Black Friday market, probably, I think. And if you are thinking of a person which we should get on our show, let us know, because we're always open to have guests on. And we're working on some guests, but nothing scheduled, no date set yet. So just keep them coming. If you have any suggestions, tweet at us. It's at the Food and Review or at FGnoni or at Food Coaching, of course. And let us know who you want to get on and why you want him or her, of course, to get on. And we'll try to make it work. But Ingvi,
yes.
Until that time, where can people find you?
They can find me on Twitter at FGnoni and on the EA forums at LittleLon95.
Thank you. You can find the show on anchor.fm/footandreview. You can support the show on patreon.com/footandreview, of course. And we've had several people joining this weekend. Want to say we truly appreciate your support. We're making the community a bigger, better place. And it's cool to see so much activity going on Discord now. So that's really appreciated. You can find the show on all socials at Food and Review, Instagram, Twitter, you name it. You can find me on Twitter at Food Coaching. Check out foodcoaching.com for all things coaching. And also returning this week with some new news about it as well. But check out twitch.tv/foodcoaching. I've been on yesterday 2 minutes and two people already resubbed from a year ago with their Twitch Prime. So that's really appreciated. You know who you are. Appreciate it, truly. Ingvi?
Yes.
Enough advertisements and trying to convince Andrew to come on tomorrow's show. I'm just going to relax for a bit. But today I am going to drop it.
Drop it.
Drop it.
F-U. F-U. F-F-F-F-U. F-U-T. T. In view. F-U. 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 F